Well, that was a lot of fun. You hit him early and put him away late.
Yeah, Nooney was great. Just what we needed. His command, his stuff, everything. It just seemed like he was in control from the very first pitch. And I don't know, man. You got to get lucky in this game. And it'd be nice if he just continued to do that for us. And I know it's kind of outing is tough to do every time out, but. I mean, just from the standpoint of just being aggressive and throwing strikes, you really can't do much better than that.
And a balanced attack up and down the line, too.
Yeah, we did a lot of good things. You know, Curtis, we this homestand, as everybody knows, didn't start off great with three losses. But I to come back after that and win the next four was outstanding. I thought our guys showed a lot of character. A lot of guys contributed, like today, offensively, and we had a lot of guys get big hits, ran the bases great, got men over, got men in. I mean, we did just about everything perfect today, which is great to see. But I think that the whole story is how we came back after losing the first three of this homestand. We expect to win now, but it's... You know, sometimes it's tough to get up off the ground, and I thought we did a heck of a job doing it against the Yankees the last game and then the next three against the Rangers.
And not just four consecutive wins, four really well-played games. The Yankees are a good team, and Texas, despite their record, they've been playing good ball. You've got to be really happy with the way your team's played the last 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be. I mean, I've been happy with, for the most part, you know, again, you know, there are times when, you know, I'm not really ever satisfied. I don't. Hard to do until we win it all, but I just think from the standpoint of just picking our starting pitching up, our bullpen did that. And, you know, there's a couple times we had some situational breakdowns offensively, and we had somebody pick us up from that. So I mean, it was a heck of a team effort this whole homestand, I thought.
Thank you for your time. Good luck in Minnesota.
Thank you very much, Curtis.
Looked like T and dropping in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, David, I think sometimes, I mean, it's just a different view, you know. Just a change of scenery does you some good, you know. And, you know, Mark's very capable of doing what he did today. And just, I think sometimes, too, you know, rather than hitting in the first inning, you get an inning off kind of before you actually go up there to the plate. I think that does you some – that probably does more good than anything else, because once you get – through the first time in the lineup, it doesn't really matter where you hit. So I think just kind of giving yourself a little bit more time helps. But he'll be back in the third spot tomorrow.
Buddy, back-to-back winning months, is that just another step in the growing process for this club?
Well, I hope so. I think so. You know, we this is no fluke. I mean, we've played very well. I mean, there's some parts of our game that weren't great, but the other parts of our game picked us up. And, it hasn't been an easy month either in terms of who we've played. I mean, I don't know what the record is of the people that we've played this month, but I mean, when you consider playing the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Indians and the Tigers and the Angels, and I mean, it's been a grueling month. But we need to continue to play like we have. I mean, there's always going to be some ups and downs. We got a long way to go. We got some holes to plug, but I like what's happening.
What's the plans for Nunez as a potential staying in the rotation as a starter?
Well, it's up to him. It's up to him, Scoop. He'll start next time out. But that's up to him. It's up to whoever's on this team, it's up to them how much they play or how much they pitch.
Sometimes the best trade is what you don't make.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah. He was real good today. Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks, buddy.